and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 1-7-2022. Oh, let me tell you what. Are you awake out there yet? Are you awake and getting fired up? Are you getting fired up? Now, I'm hearing from a lot of people who have had the COVID or have gotten the COVID. Let me just tell you this. May Lord Jesus go to you right now. May Lord Jesus touch you right now. And may he let you know it's him touching you. It's an anointing. And to pull the COVID out of you, restore you back to health. And let me say this, restore you back to full function, not a half function. But I would say this also. Sometimes, you know, when the Lord, who can do anything he wants, sometimes if you're stranded and you're in a flood, he sends the guy with the motorboat, and you say, guy says, come on, I'll get you in the boat. We'll get you out of here. And you say, well, the Lord is going to take care of me and save me. All right. Then a helicopter comes, throws a rope down. You had better go ahead and take the rope because Jesus could be the one sending the helicopter. You understand? Now, in that respect, let me just state this. Don't play with this stuff like it's a cold or the flu or this or that or the other. If you have all of the symptoms, and I believe you me, I understand why you do not want to test, because I sent to some people last night, I sent out some of the information where it showed the microscope being looked at, opening up of a test kit by a German doctor or researcher. They opened up a brand new test kit, didn't take the stuff out of the internal package, laid it down, and they put a mic, and it had like a glassine, you know, envelope around the test swab. They then put the microscope, a very powerful microscope, right onto the thing, and in there are worms, black worms, nanocarbon, nanotype worms swimming around. Possibly the Hydra vulgaris, but also possibly self-assembling. Self-assembling graphene oxide or carbon nanoworms, nanotubes, nanowires, whatever. They have an AI to it. This doctor, this Harvard scientist, Lieber, L-I-E-B-E-R, who was working on all this stuff and has the patents on carbon nanotubes, carbon nanoscaffolding, carbon nanowires, carbon nanoterminals, all these things. Just like it is a radio station in the tiniest small radio station with live bugs, okay, self-assembling in your bloodstream. This guy is the one that was working for the Red Chinese, and they were paying him hundreds of thousands, maybe $1 million a year. He was finally arrested by the FBI, apparently, and then for being in league. And it was this group of scientists all over in all the research universities in the United States, the Red Chinese buying them up one after the other after the other after the other, paying him the big cash to give over the stuff. And Fauci, of course, working for the Luciferian New World Order, Fauci, he, of course, is helping to fund the Red Chinese, too. I'm going to tell you what. They are trying, the New World Order, Luciferian New World Order scumbags, are using bioweapons to try to kill you. They're also fomenting war. Worldwide war, so that a nuclear exchange takes place. But it won't be necessarily an exchange. It could just be zoom, 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 a bunch of hypersonics pop right into the United States, take the power grid out, take out Bragg, take out Oceania, take out New York City, take out D.C. All of those things that, remember when Dmitry Dudeman gave his prediction? how all the U.S. cities they would take out, that the Russians would take out, but that the Russians and the Chinese were cooked up together. And then you remember Henry Gruber when Brother Quayle interviewed him, and I believe that's up on Steve Quayle's site still. The Henry Gruber interviews that Steve did with Henry before he passed on to go to the Lord. What a powerful guy. What a, Henry Gruber, that guy was tough as nails, let me tell you. And a good, wonderful individual to bring so much of the Lord Jesus out into places that nobody would even dare to go. So anyway, you've got to, if you've got this COVID junk, throw the kitchen sink at it, was, I believe, a term that Joe Rogan used. And the kitchen sink could be a lot of stuff. Now, you should go to see your doctor and do your own research. That's what everybody should do. What I did my research, and I went and saw a doctor of mine that is amenable to different stuff and is understanding it now as I've educated him over the years. But what I did, recognizing the symptoms of the COVID, of the Omicron and stuff, I went and I'd already availed myself of the ivermectin. But prior to that, I've been taking all of the different items, all of the different stuff, the mesosilver, the oil of oregano capsules, the vitamin D3, the zincs, all the different things. But you see, everybody says, well, I took all that, it didn't do me any good. Well, yeah, it did. It probably kept you from getting the other stuff. But this Omicron is a new variant they have, and they brought it out. And the idea about this one is to make everybody get it, okay? To make everybody get it, to make it so easy to get. Now, I'm going to tell you what the next one coming will be. The next one coming, I believe, in my opinion, will be the killer diller, if you understand what I'm saying. The one that's going to knock you on the block and take people out really bad. So what I'm going to tell you is that I'm also seeing in the last few days, actually, the disappearance of a lot of ivermectin, even the horse paste, off the shelves and stuff. And I'm also seeing something else. I've seen some of them, and I bought one locally, but they've added a different drug to it, as well as the ivermectin 1.87%, but they added a praziquantel, okay, to this particular thing, which is another worm deworming thing, but I don't know as if I want that, and that has never appeared on any of the other boxes that I saw when you used to be able to go into a Tractor Supply or a Farm and Fleet or whatever your feed store is in the exurban or the rural areas. And back then, it was $7.99, $8.99, $6.99, and there was 16 different brands on the shelf. Well, I went to the same place I bought my initial two tubes I'd bought a year ago, and I'm glad I had them because I took two doses, one for my body weight, and not cheating and going half of it, well, I'll just take a little bit or do something like that. You got to tell you, I took it for my body weight. And then the next day I did a second dose. All right. And after that second one, the first one I felt better within 2-3 hours. But when I took the second one the next day, I remember reading Dr. Barodi out of Australia early on with the ivermectin and the doxycycline, and he used, I believe, as a secondary thing he was using, plus the vitamin D, the zinc, the D3, the zinc, all of the different stuff. But I remember him saying that if you did one and then the second one, that you would be way over 90% of the COVID, allegedly, according to Dr. Barodi, B-R-O-D-Y, Barodi, all right, that it would basically be way over 90% of the stuff would be gone after the second dose. Now, I've also heard that some have taken smaller doses or whatever as prophylaxis, all of that. I did not do that. I saved mine in case I got it. I used it, and it worked. I used it, and my wife, she required 3 doses. And after the 3rd dose, she was really sick. I was really sick. I couldn't walk. And what I found out is that whatever you have weak already, this targeted it. And I also know that the shedding, that if you're going around, if you know people are vaccinated, you know, people go to their doctor. Heck, everybody and their dog is vaccinated at the hospital or at the doctor's office. You go to the grocery store. You go to this one. You go to that one. Your relatives are probably all vaccinated, and they're shedding the vaccine crap into you, okay? You got to take the stuff and be wary about what you're coming into contact with the vaccinated people, okay? Do your research on that, too. But anyway, as far as my concern, you should go to your own doctor, do your own research, and come up with your own ideas. In my particular case, this stuff worked for me, but I'm talking about this. There is getting to be a real shortage of this stuff, and I was looking on Amazon 2 days ago, and there was all kind of it available in different amounts, and I was looking at a particular brand that I'd recognized from the feed stores and all the different stuff. So I was going to buy that, you know, a couple tubes or 3 tubes or whatever of that. But then I went today, and we went to look at it today to go ahead and try to place an order, and none of that was available anymore. That particular brand was all gone. They still showed it, but there was none in stock. And then we looked at 2 or 3 others, none in stock. Somebody's buying the heck out of it, all right? And as well as I know, it's probably could be the federal government trying to buy it all up so you can't get it, okay? Because also, from what I'm understanding in some of the people in the research, in their opinions, is that it works as a anti-parasite. And in the vaccines, apparently, there are parasites. Not only like the Hydra vulgaris. And if you look on the back of ivermectin and you look at some of the stuff that it will work on, well, it works on Strongylus vulgaris, also early forms in blood vessels. Okay, see, it's very interesting. You got a little vulgaris action on the back of the box there, where it works against it, but also it may work on artificial or sentient AI, sentient self-assembling type carbon nano parasites. It may work on those as well, because it basically is keeping them from reproducing or attaching and doing different stuff. That's all I know. If you want to get yourself some of it, also, a lot of the human, made for humans specifically, pills, ivermectin pills. First of all, most of the large drug companies will not fill a prescription. Even if your doctor was the head of the AMA, they wouldn't fill the prescription. In all of the city I live in, the metro Kansas City, there's only one pharmacy that will fill, one small, tiny pharmacy, and I'm not going to tell you where it is or who it is, because it's, I don't want it to disappear tomorrow. There's only one, as far as I know, that will fill any, in Kansas City, any prescription from any doctor for ivermectin or for hydroxychloroquine, okay? Now, certain states, allegedly like Nebraska, that it's probably easier to get it. Some states require that it be, if it's prescribed, that it be fulfilled. But I had, my doctor was prescribing some human ivermectin, this is back a month or so ago, to somebody else. And the large pharmacy chains, you know the ones, I'm not going to mention them, WC and you know who else or what it might be, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not saying any names. They would not bill it, and he called up, the doctor called up this particular pharmacist and said, I'm a licensed, you know, internal medicine specialist. I'm also a doctor of osteopathy, and I've got this and that and the other and the whole bit, and I am board certified, and I'm licensed, and I'm prescribing for my patient based upon tests and my opinion that they need this ivermectin pills. And the guy at the pharmacy said, you know, doc, I don't give a doo-doo. I don't give a poo-poo what the heck you say or who you are or whether you know this, that, or the other. I don't care. I ain't filling your dadgum prescription. The doctor then said, I'm going to report you to the state board of pharmacy and to the government and all of that. And the guy says, I don't care, doc. You can go shove it where you know where, and I don't care what you do. I ain't filling that for you. So that is the, obviously, the corporate policy of that particular one. So he did find one little pharmacy in the metro that will fulfill these. So just let me tell you, I didn't go that route because I'm not testing, because I'm seeing these nanoworms and junk showing up in the tests. I've also heard that some of the swabs, allegedly, some of them will put the stuff right up in there, and they're also using it to jam up and put stuff up into your nose up there by the pineal gland, okay? So let me just say this. If you want to get you some ivermectin paste or the human variant or whatever, I think just in terms of what I'm seeing in the timing, you need to go and make it available to yourself as soon as possible. If that is what your doctor and your research has told you to do, I suggest that you get it. They've removed the monoclonal antibodies from being able to get that. They've tied all that supply up and quit giving it out. They'll only give it out in New York if you're African American. They're not going to give it to the Chinese. They're not going to give it to an Italian. They're not going to give it to an Irishman. All right? And I don't think they're going to give it to a Puerto Rican. They're only going to give it to if you're an African American, which is ridiculous, stupid. This thing is getting out of control nationwide, worldwide. But if you think that some politician is going to solve this crap, well, you might just have a waiting experience, and you probably might see before they solve it, you might see one of Putin's hypersonics come through, zipping by. You might see the lights go off. The lights went out in Georgia. Remember that old famous song? Well, I also remember when they, squirrels is east of Mississippi, poop birds is west of the Mississippi. They get on those power lines and those things. That throws out the power grid. For all of you over the years, if you've noticed that anytime there's a power line, they say, well, squirrels ate the terminals at the power station there, bup, 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 chewed the wires. That's what they said happened when the lights went out in New York City after the big power outage took place at the power facilities in Canada, okay? They're in Ontario. That's been years back, but that's what... And then, of course, I can remember one, a particular power outage where it was the LAX airport went out one time, parts of LA. And they said that birds pooped on the, pigeons and stuff pooped on the, electrical, transformers. Okay. But then I also remember when there was one up there in Northern California to where somebody shot out the, transformers and the oil all drained out of the bottom of them. But that was after they crawled through the tunnel somehow, Spetsnazi crawly, I guess, and turned off the alarm system that would alert the power company that something was going to go down. So I'm going to tell you one more time. If you want to get yourself some of this ivermectin or any of this stuff like that, you better get it. They could ban vitamin D3. It's just crazy. This stuff has got no logic to it. This is not a high school debate system. This is the Luciferian, New World Order, scumbags at the top levels of banking, government, intelligence, military, and religious institutions. The top level Lucies want to kill about 7 billion of you and leave only 500 million people on planet Earth. So don't think about this like you got the cold or this or that, or I'm going to just, I'll tough it out and all that. Throw the kitchen sink at it. Get over with it. Get it done as quickly as possible based on what your doctor and your research tell you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got prayers tonight. Lord, will you go right now? Will you go right now to Judy in Colorado? Lord, will you go to Judy in Colorado? Will you touch her? Will you put your power on her, Lord, so she knows that it is you, Lord Jesus? Will you put that on her and remove the COVID from her system and restore her back to health and function? In your name, Jesus, I pray. All right. Now, let me just read you something here. This is Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, the wonderful missionaries that we've been trying to help assist in their Bible distribution project into Indochina and Southeast Asia, putting the Bibles into the, printing them into the dialects of the individual mountain tribes and villages and all of that kind of stuff that we've been trying to help and work with them. And here's what they said. Dear Brother Hawk, we hope you have time in your program tonight or tomorrow to read the following paragraph to the listeners. If you can, thank you. We love you, Dave and Debbie. Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, missionaries who sponsor the Bibles distribution project in Indochina, Southeast Asia, want to express to many of Hawk's listeners their grateful thanks for continuing to enable this outreach in spite of the pandemic and the lockdowns that are occurring worldwide. This distribution of the Bibles and songbooks in the specific language dialects, this distribution keeps happening with amazing results. Dave and Debbie wish you all a blessed new year and ask you to do all you can to help Hawk continue his important outreach. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, let's just give you the place. I can tell you that this is ongoing. I've seen the proof of it. I saw a short clip where they were singing. It was just beautiful. It was singing in a dialect, okay, of the mountain tribes, but you would recognize the song. And I'm not going to say what song it is because I don't want to reference the email too much or any of that. But let me say that I've seen the pictures as well. They're on fire for the Lord Jesus. The Nunemakers have been bringing these things. They've still got a system that is still working in spite of everything to get these Bibles into the hands of people that are hungry and thirsty for the word of the Lord Jesus. Let me tell you something. If you want to help them, and I hope you do, anything is most welcome. You can send it to Indochina Bible Project. Or let me do it this way. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, MYERSTOWN, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. You can say, attention, Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project. All right? Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, and that is in the USA. And let me tell you something. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold, because I'm going to tell you, just like the Dave and Debbie have said, thank you guys for helping do it. In spite of the pandemic and lockdowns occurring worldwide, all the stuff that's going on, the distribution of these Bibles and songbooks that are being printed in the specific dialects of the mountain villages and stuff throughout Indochina, Indochine, the old definition of Indochine, look what the countries are involved, and you'll see, just put countries in Indochina, and you'll see what countries are there. Montagnards, people, the Montagnards, the good people, and they're on fire for the Lord Jesus. They're baptizing, they're praying, they're singing, they're reading their Bibles, they're teaching new people how to be a minister or preacher. They're, let me tell you something. It's just fantastic on behalf of the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And let's help the Nunemakers out, but let's help those people out in Indochina, because they're still on fire. They're still thirsty for the Lord. They're hungry for his word. Fantastic. I'm just led to also at this time say, Lord Jesus, will you also go? Will you also go, Lord Jesus, to the friends in Morganton, Indiana? Lord Jesus, you know who they are. Will you touch them right now, Lord? Will you touch them now and give them your powerful anointing and remove the COVID from them? Remove it and restore them back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Now, I'll tell you what, this Kazakhstan, I was going to bring that up last night, but I didn't, but it's interesting. Right on time, you see, right as the war is getting ready to begin in the Ukraine, and the poking of the bear continually poking Putin, who will not suffer much of Red China Joe's bullcrap, and you see, Red China Joe's allegedly, working this deal to get more money in the pockets of Hunter, you see, from the Ukrainians, in order to back the play, or to at least say that the United States and NATO will fight Russia over the Ukraine. Well, they might sanction them. But then in the midst of all of that, there's another element. There's various factions. But the faction running this planet right now, the money factions and the government factions, with the exception of small individual units, groups, and small line officers that are still true to America, still got guts, okay, and non-coms and enlisted people as well. The ones that are the true military, that are true intelligence. The ones that are the true police and the feds. And there are a few. Not many, as they used to say, but the ones that are there are still there, okay? And they still got guts, and they're still trying to keep America strong, and also they still believe in our Father in heaven and the Lord Jesus. So, ladies and gentlemen, This thing in Kazakhstan was designed to keep Putin busy and to bring his attention somewhere else. And, you know, it's just kind of real interesting is that it reminded me, just like Minneapolis and Portland and Seattle, the BLM and Antifa riots, because out of nowhere come all these people, instead of bricks on the street corner, piles of bricks to just magically appear in downtown Portland or downtown Minneapolis or downtown Chicago or downtown D.C. or downtown this, that, or the other, where the piles of bricks just sort of appear in a little area, and then all of a sudden bricks start going through store windows and police department windows and cop cars and all of that. People start getting hit, the whole thing. It is like somebody, maybe they're using some of, maybe Soros's, allegedly, I don't know if it's Soros or who it is, but the CIA, somebody is spending a whole lot of the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Soros, Bush, whoever's money it is, all right, in order to cause the problems in Kazakhstan, lickety-split, and may have even given the advice, you see, to the president of Kazakhstan to raise up the price of the propane or the liquid natural gas that they're using in their cars over there, because it was cheaper, and now the price has gone way up, just like Joe Biden has done in America, you see. But in because of that, then that gives the impetus over there, but instead of putting the bricks, they put guns in the hands of people, and this stuff is lighting up. Well, in a sense, that's, in a good way, in a sense, that is keeping Russia busy, all right? Now, let me point out of another one. Overnight, I've got a few people and I, and you guys know who you are. One in New York, of course, one in definitely in Ohio, one up there in Minnesota, and a few others, but mostly in the middle of the night, we're looking at Mimic, and I got a report. I don't know, it's probably 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, my time last night, about Mimic and about some stuff going on. So I look at the Mimic on the worldwide thing, and sure as shooting, coming over the Arctic Circle from probably Norway, which is a NATO country, and where the United States and Norway have a scalar interferometer or an atmospheric heater or a Tesla howitzer or whatever it is you want to call it, a harp-like device, coming over that screaming towards the Russian base in the Arctic is a real nice construct of an arrowhead going right for it with big energy, and then another coming out of Alaska going over into the Kamchatka Peninsula of Russia. So somebody is nailing or putting the electromagnetic pulse back on the Russians that they've been doing to Europe, doing to us, and what have you. Also, the Chinese have been doing that. So it's a tit for tat going back. Now, I think that Joe Biden don't have a Jack Doodley Squad knowledge about any of it, all right, of that. But what I do think is that it might be the mighty men and women of valor, the MMVs, who don't report to the Joe Beijing or to anybody. They report to themselves, all right? Some are still sublimated, perhaps, in the U.S. military. Others left the planet and have come back to a certain degree. But they have their own craft, their own ability, their own monies, their own ability to do stuff on their own. And I ask you, every time at the end of the show, I always ask them to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the true America, the America of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, okay? So let's say that maybe they are. Because once again, in what is it, Xinjiang province or whatever in China, northwest China, which is an area where there's a lot of nickel deposits, by the way. But there was about a 6-something earthquake up in there, and that's an area that usually doesn't have any faults. I think that was a tectonic pop. Tectonic pop, possibly by the MMB. But whoever it is by, it's causing the Chinese to get busy and to be preoccupied as they move towards their quote-unquote Winter Olympics, which may not be as well attended as many think. And who kind of throw some problems at them and to show them that there's other ability to put down tectonic weapons and electromagnetic stuff. But I think it's the MMB. I don't necessarily think it's the Red China Joe government, because the Red China Joe government would just say, oh, Millie will call you. We're not going to attack you. Just send me another $1.45 billion, you know, or buy another 150 $10 million each Hunter's snot-nosed paintings where he blows it out the straw or whatever he does, all right, allegedly. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, just incredible what's happening. Now, if you watch the gold markets, you'll see that gold has gone down some. That tells me that the smart money, not the as big as there is money, but the smart money is saying the risk of the Ukraine is just a little slighter right now. It could erupt any time. Don't get me wrong. Something happened. It's whoosh in less than 2 minutes. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. All right? These hypersonics are no joke, except the United States doesn't seem to be able to put one out onto a ship or onto an airframe that will work. The AGM they just tested off of B-52, the thing didn't work. The engine didn't work on it at all. Heck, the North Koreans have even got one that works. So somebody is sabotaging. You spend all these trillions of dollars into the pentagram being run by a hybrid, an alleged alien hybrid with a pink jockstrap alleged chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who probably also does the Lucy dance now and then, okay? So no wonder this stuff gets sabotaged, subordinated, you know, lost in the shuffle. And at the same time, all these corporations still collect billions and trillions. Trump had the right idea. He went and said, hey, look, you don't get this straight. We're just pulling the whole can. We're not going to buy any of it. Boom. It started to work. You got this, that, and the other. But all that's over. I think it's almost put a fork in and it's done. And save for some brave, smart, brave line officers. And I'm talking about maybe an admiral or two here or there. But I'm talking about down from that, or general. Talking about at the colonel kind of zone, you know, the airframe kind of zone, or the air wing, or the commanders, you know, of ships and what have you, that they're sending their own people out to do these things to hunt these Russians. Got kind of a weird, how am I going to state this? I talked about an E-6B going down outside of Tinker. That did not land at Tinker on the strip, but went down prior to that, and it was watched going down on the system that you're able to watch planes. They zoomed in on where it went down, and it was way before the landing strip. And then that told me that the Russians used their electromagnetic pulse weapon to knock that E-6B out of the sky. and that you got Russians in the brush, if you want to know, or the fields down there in Oklahoma, as well as you got them in the TVA, the Tennessee Valley, and Tennessee, Kentucky, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, and you got them up on the St. Lawrence Seaway all throughout the Great Lakes. You got them other places too. Remember the Russians that were on the backside of Bragg in the Uwari Mountains doing a drill when some hunters, one of which was allegedly a Navy SEAL, a corpsman, all right, in the Navy SEALs, and he ran up as they were hunting. They ran up on Russians in the middle of nowhere up in the mountains in the Uwaris. It's been back a few years ago when the Spetsnaz were all hired by the Joker Tut. They're all over here. They're in Chicago. They're in this place. They're in that place. The Red Chinese are everywhere. You got a border that Red China Joe's letting everybody come over from up to 160, 200 different countries. And they're going to mail out 500 million of these, allegedly 500 million of these test kits through the mail. And are all of them going to have the hydrovulgaris, or are they going to have the nanotype worms swimming around in the test kit, swabby glassine envelope, where you can only see them under the microscope? The tests are mostly being made in China, by the way. What's that tell you? I'm going to tell you what. You can trust in our Father in Heaven. You can trust in Lord Jesus. You can trust yourself and maybe your close family. But I will tell you this. Remember who the Lord tells you will betray you. Luke 21. Let me just read that portion. And I've tried to do the best I could over the years to always try to read the Bible rather than try to paraphrase it or to discuss it. But here we go. This is Luke 21. And I'll just read the first part. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. Yeah, we also had a volcano pop or two in the last day. And famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Verse 16, Luke 21. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. How can that be? Ah, verse 19, Luke 21. In your patience possess ye your souls. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is coming down. The Lord Jesus in Luke 21, Matthew 24, in the revelations of Jesus has told to John of Patmos, okay, it doesn't say that if we reelect this Republican or that one, or if we get this, Joe Biden gets back in, or Kamala Chameleon becomes the president, that it's all going to be sweetness and light. The Lord Jesus don't say that. So therefore, in Matthew 25, He gives you the parable of the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. And the message is preparedness to be ready for when the bridegroom comes. And lamp oil can be literal, okay? And it is a metaphor in a sense for other preparations like food and water and, you know, warmth, clothing, and maybe firewood with all this cold that's coming out. Do you ever think that they could create, if they wish to, with the weather weapon stuff, that they can zippity-doo-dah and start in maybe a mini ice age, a modern minimum? And that as Nibiru, allegedly, the X planet, possibly is coming closer, possibly. The characteristic of that from the ancient Sumerian clay tablets, that Zechariah Sitchin translated and read and put in his books, the characteristic as it comes close is that there are a lot of volcanoes and quakes because of the gravitational pulls. But you can also have people who are in the Luciferian bent jump on the box and do stuff. You can also have the MMB hit back at those who have been promulgating this stuff in order to keep them busy. It's a war out there. It's a war between good and evil. Don't forget that. Prepare for it. Be your own supply sergeant. Be your own general store. Methodically prepare, but more rapidly now, more rapidly, but methodically based upon lists. Lists of the necessary items, whether it be food or whether it be supplies, clothing, camping gear, firearms, ammunition, medical supplies, nuclear, biological, chemical protection, including the masks and including the ivermectins or the hydroxychloroquines or whatever it is that your research and your doctor has told you to put back. In my case, I like the mesosilver and also the oil of oregano with 70% or better carb recall. Oregano has got 73%. That's Dr. Cass Ingram's brand of oil of oregano capsules. Get the capsules and you'll be better off. But if you can only get the oil, then get that. But it has the oil. It has the oregano smell, very strong, and it will be a little tart to your tongue taste, if you know what I mean. If you get the capsules, you eat it on food, you don't taste that stuff. And that is something, those oregano will kill viruses, bacteria, bad bacteria, and parasites. Mesosilver, which is the high-quality colloidal silver made by the purest collage people. You can go to stevequayle.com and click on their banner. Mesosilver and go right through, and then they will answer any questions up on their website. And it kills traditionally colloidal silver, and I cite a state, I believe it was Arizona State or Arizona University or Arizona State, I forget which, maybe about 76 or 79, they did a study, and it showed that colloidal silver would kill viruses, bacteria, and parasites, okay? And it was the only antibiotic antiviral in the doctor's kits at the turn of the 19th to the 20th centuries, okay? That's what, if you're a doctor, you're in a doctor's family, that's what your great-grandfather carried. He had colloidal silver, not silver nitrate, something like that, but colloidal silver. And then the old-timers in the old days used to throw a silver dollar into the milk can or the water can as they were on the Conestoga wagons. You go back into the Black Plague days over in Europe, and the people in Spain where there was a lot of silver plate, a lot of silver, sterling silver in England and solid silver in the north of Spain, those wealthy people that had the silver goblets and were eating up a silver plates and bowls and what have you, at a much, much, much lower incidence of getting the black plague. Just to let you know. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you want to keep old Hawk on the air and keep him swinging the bat at the Lucy's head and against the Lucy's shins and elbows and arms and every which way. And I pray that you, anything, well, let me just say this, anything is most welcome and needed. It can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. It can be Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I try to thank people as I can, but because I've had this junk, and I've gotten over it, but it still tires you out even after you no longer are feeling the bad effects of it. Your body is tired, knows your body's been in a fight against this crap. So anyway, I've remiss on thanking some people, but anybody sent, may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold, and thank you for sending any up my way. Because I can definitely use something, all right? And I want to keep on and keep doing what the Lord has had me to do and be obedient to what he's had me to do. I'll tell you what. I think the MMB are helping to try to keep the Russians and the Red Chinese busy. I think that there are good people in the Air Force, good people in the Navy, good people in the Army, good people in the Coast Guard, good people in the, hopefully in the Space Force if they haven't gutted it completely out. But there are still good line people and non-coms and the swinging, you know what's in the field, that are still going after the enemies of the United States in spite of the fact that the top slots are bought off and are in the service, in a lot of cases, in the service for Lucifer. And that if top slots are going down, the International Monetary this, the, you know, the World Bank that, the Federal Reserve this, they're going down. Some of them either send them envoys or they go themselves to get the lowdown from Lucifer and the other fallen angels down in Antarctica. I was watching some of Ancient Aliens earlier this afternoon where Linda Moulton Howe interviews a naval officer that volunteered to go, that was involved in aviation, that volunteered to go to Antarctica back in the 80s. And they were talking about, you know, flying over an area and seeing these craft, seeing openings in the ice, also seeing, a lot of people have seen the huge, like, door on the side of a mountain that's, like, open. And the fact is, down below, they've returned on all the machinery back a number of years ago. Remember when I was telling you about Mimic and all of the energy that was covering the world, the globe, that was coming out of Antarctica? Well, guess what? Those were measured by scientists as neutrinos. The neutrinos usually come down from above, from space and hit the Earth. These were all of this massive energy, electromagnetic energy coming out of the ground from Antarctica and going out. Well, they turned it all on. They're still using it. I think they sped up the spin of the globe of this planet. They may have even during that era or prior to. They may have even tried to jump us onto another time-space continuum. Onto another string, if you will. In order to try to nullify your prayers, invoking our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus against Lucifer and his minions and the evil that they're going to do. If the time were not short for the elect, then no flesh would be saved on this planet. It's out of Matthew 24, Lord Jesus said it. He also wants you to endure it till the end. He that endureth the end, the same shall be saved. Out of Matthew 24. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a little bit more time left, and I think that the Lord Jesus is probably, with your prayers to him and to our Father in Heaven, that they have given you one little bit more time so that those that can have one more chance to come to the Lord Jesus and to repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. All right? It's just incredible. Just incredible. Thank you, D and C, for the prayers for the broadcast tonight. Mighty men and women of valor, do all you can to assist the Lord Jesus. But don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your fellow right. Stand for your home. And I will tell you what. Be ready for anything. And I mean that. If you live in a place where it's okay to carry, then you should be carrying. Because there's too much crime and carjacking, this, that, and the other. Stealing of purses and attacking old people. But I'm going to tell you what, you better beware of old men, particularly those in fields where young men die. All the grunts out there. And my buddy, Tony, just graduated from Angel Infantry Training. Don't go into their loose fairy night without a fight. Bandanga Rangers, Mickey the Fool, you're in it, guys. You're good. Mickey, go see Lieutenant General Pumpkin.